Yud Beis Tammuz, Thursday the 20th of June, Rabbi Yeshua Posen, Kovod Abrius.
Morning. This is Parsha. We have the famous Maisa with the Osen, with Bilam's donkey, Bilam's ass. And we know, all know the story. Chazal say we see from Hanhaga Bilam, the B'derech Sha'adam Reitzel Leilech Malichin Noisai, that when a person wants to go down a certain path, Kach Baruch Hu gives him the Yecholus, continues on that path, Bein Letoy, Bein Leilatoy. And Bilam's going down with his Osen, and he gets to a stage where the donkey is preventing him from going any further, where the ass is preventing him from going any further. And he hits the donkey, and this happens three times, until eventually we have the Ness, which we know of the Osen, the donkey speaking to him. Sometimes we encounter different stages in our lives where we want to go down a certain mahalach, and there seems to be things that block us from going down that mahalach, and sometimes we also have our eyes closed as to maybe this mahalach isn't exactly the best mahalach. I answered the story of Avigdor Miller, said that there was a businessman who had a flight booked for a very important meeting which could have ramifications to his panosa long term. And they changed the timing of the flight, the boarding, the flight had to leave earlier, which is unusual, and by the time he came to make the connection, he missed his connection and he missed the flight. So he was speaking to Avigdor Miller and he was complaining, he said, "You do not, this has lost me, this flight, the fact that I missed this flight, terrible." So Miller said to him, "What would you say if you heard that this plane crashed and 350 people, Achmon Islam, were killed?" He said, "What would I say? I'd make a kiddush. Make a kiddush, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hu was matzil me from such a potential sakana." So Rabbi Victor said to him, "So why do you need 350 people to die before you can be makid that Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam? Why only when it's such a matzil that that now I see, Atzach is all bashet, you know it was all bashet. But without anything on that kind of scale, then I can sit and grumble." But unfortunately, that's a teva of a person that we make our cheshbonos, and we intend that the cheshbonos happen to the T, and when in any way something doesn't happen, then we're all prepared to grumble. But that's not the point of today's shiur. The mission of us tells us that Tzoreti Vashishis Mebereshis, when Shabbos was one of the 10 things which was created, was this Piha Osen. And the donkey opens his mouth and had tainas on Bilam. "Why have you hit me these Shishu Golem these three times?" And we know the rest of the story. Lamaisa Rashi tells us, Rashi in Perichov Beis, Pasuk Lam Gimel, Roisa Achisi Zah Rashi, V'atam Nesha Zibro, V'rechachticha V'lo Yecholes Lamed V'techachto, since this Osen has stood up Bilam, it's shown him up, Bilam Harosh, Bilam the person who was the leader, the religious leader, so to speak, the person of all power and chokhmah, and he'd been shown up by a simple donkey. Therefore, says Rashi, this donkey has to be killed. Yomuzu, when people see it, they'll say, "This is the one who sulka is Bilam b'techachto liyochel heishiv." Whenever people see this donkey, they'll say, "Oh, this is the one who shows up Bilam." Shechas amokim al kovod abrius, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanus on kovod abrius. Says Rashi, Chaim Shmulevitz explains a bit more. Think about this Osen. This Osen has tremendous potential. Think what the kiruv organizations would do with an Osen like this. It can open its mouth and posha speak. You'd have people lining up and speak etzem zach. You know, not just speak. Etzem zach that can show up bilam harasha. The potential of kiddush Hashem that could happen through this Osen is tremendous. But nevertheless, it wasn't an option. Why wasn't it an option? Because if this donkey would be allowed to be kept alive, then there's a possibility that whenever people say it, they'll point it out and say, "Oh, this is the one. Yeah, you've got to hear this Osen. This is the one which showed up Bilam." And that will cause extra bishus to Bilam. Says Chaim, you see from here a number of points. First of all, we see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Bein Sar, Bein Onush, it's Kechut HaSar, it's exactly what's coming to us and not a drop more. We're dealing with Bilam HaRosh, somebody who is out Lahashu Lahari Klal Yisrael. He wasn't Matzliach, Chazal says in Sanhedrin, to an extent, at a later stage, he was Matzliach in most of his klolos, which became brochus, which became klolos. This is who we're worried about. We're worried that the Chas V'Shalom will be a little shtickle extra bishus to Bilam HaRosha. So first we see, even a Rosha, Even a Rosh, when it comes to his Oynish, there's a certain amount he's meant to receive, and nothing extra. My second law, what we see from here, is a phenomenal limit for all of us, and that is the chashivas and the dogish which HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on Kovetz Abrius. The chashivas that if it means somebody's going to get embarrassed, look at the big picture, the Kiddush Hashem can be created, there is no big picture. You can't get to a big picture if it means stepping on people's hergeshim along the way. And that's a limit which we can take from this week's parash. We say a famous Mishnah in Ovis, Perek Dalet, Ezeu Mechubot HaMechabot HaSabriyus. Who is called honorable? HaMechabot HaSabriyus. What's the kasha who's called honorable? So in this Mishnah we've got who's called honorable, Ezeu Chochem and Ezeu Asher. We'll come to Chochem in a minute. What's the kasha Ezeu Chochem, Ezeu Asher, Ezeu Mechubot? The kasha is, who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu consider Roy LeShvach for being mechubot? You know, we live in an olam hasheker where people get honored because they have particular talents in particular areas, art, sports, whatever else it might be. But at some royal covered, that's the world we live in. The Mishnah tells us, is there a mechubot? Who's royal covered? Somebody who has a potential koyach, and that koyach, that's the matana they've been given. If a person imagines is exceptionally clever, and they can create some new invention, they're royal to get a covered. That's what they've got. That's their koyach. Some people don't have that koyach. They're no less royal covered. Says the Mishnah, is there a mechubot? We do. We make a bracha because we're in awe of the bria, but that's not necessarily as kibbutz. Says that the mafarshim. The point of this mission is hamechabed esabrius. It's not dafka. You know, no one's got a problem hosting a gadol hador. You know, a gadol hador comes to town. Hopefully, he doesn't have to go knocking on doors to say, you know, can I have somewhere to stay. But a person comes to town and no one's ever met and thinks they'll meet again and there's no particular chashivas, finds it a little bit harder to attack again, somewhere to stay, somewhere to eat for a meal. Because our teva is that if there's somebody who's choshu, somebody who's perceived to be choshu, or wealthy, well known, then people are tripping over themselves to be mechabotim. But mechabot is sabriya, sabriya meaning every single person. Then the reason of being mechabotim is because they have a b'tzelem elekim. That's the only common thread. The common thread is that each person is created b'tzelem elekim. That, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is somebody who's worthy of receiving kavod. Somebody who's mechabed people, no matter who they are. I heard this week an amazing story from our very doorstep. Somebody in Eretz Yisrael, who's involved in hiring people in Olam HaKiruv, had a person apply for a position, and in their CV, they wrote as a reference a primary school rabbi here in London. And this person thought it's a little unusual, you know. Most of us, you apply at the age of 25, 30, 35 for a shtela, you're not still writing your Rebbe from primary school. So this is a bit strange. So he looked into it, and it turned out that this person, not only didn't he go to that primary school, he's not from London before. So, no, that's not what you think. What's the reference? The reference is this person was a soldier in the Israeli army. Wasn't Shomer Torah Mitzvos. And at the end of his tour of duty, as often they do, he went on a trip. So his trip was a trip of Europe. He went on a trip of Europe, and he ended up in London, penniless. You know, he'd used up all his spending money along the way, and he's stuck in London, and he's got nothing. So what did he do? He looked for a job. An Israeli big strapping guy. What kind of jobs did he get? A security guard. So he got a job as a security guard in one of the Moistas here in London. Right? Now that's where the story could have stopped. But it didn't. Why didn't it stop there? Because every single day, when one of the rebbes in that school walked in to school, he stopped and chapped a shmooze with the security guard. How are you? And one of those how are you is where you wait to hear the answer. Not, you know. Morning, how are you? Everything good? Good. Yeah. One of those where you actually say it as if you're interested in hearing the response. Right? And he invites him for Shabbos, and he built up a gewaldige keshen. And during the course of this kesher, he was makar of this security guard to such an extent that he resulted in him going to one of the Kiruv Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. That person today is a magid shir in that Kiruv Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. All because somebody, one of our rabbeim here in London, had the courtesy, the decency, and the kovod habrius to even acknowledge that there's somebody there who you're walking past every day and stopping and speaking to him. Kielu, he's a mensch, you know, yeah. Kielu. And that, the Maaseh, is exactly what the Tana here is talking about in the Mishnah. The Tana is telling us, Eizel Mechubud. Mechubud is not who the world gives awards to, who puts up on pedestals, have their names in flashing lights. Mechubud is a person, Kovod Abrius, Mechubud is a person who treats other people with basic decency, with other people with basic respect. You know, we say, sometimes, you know, you look at some people and you think they're deserving of kavod. They're not necessarily deserving of kavod. I'm not saying this story because I like this story, not because it really has much to do with the shir. Tie it in loosely. But Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld once said to his wife, he said, "You should know, I feel a duty to tell you the truth." So she said, "What do you mean?" So she said, "The truth is, you think you're married to a big gadol." Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Rav Yerushalayim, imagine the queues of people outside his door every day. So do you think you're married to a big gadol and a big rov? And the Maisa, I have to warn you now, when you get to Olam HaElyon, you're going to get a shock. You're going to see that I'm not really such a big gadol. People make me out to be a gadol. You know, if that was true in Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld's days, Anach has come and come now, you know, people make it, people zuch gadolim. You know, you have to make people into a bonim to go, people make me out to be a gadol, but that's not really who I am. So you can imagine, this came as a bit of a shock. All right? She said to him, "Well, what do you mean?" So let me ask you a question. What's going to happen to me? I'm a vessel. You know, if you're saying, "Okay, I thought I'm going to get a place over noon," you know, what's going to happen? Said, no, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry because all these years you've been meisa nefesh to enable somebody who you thought was mamash a gadol hatzor to do his learning and his askonos and his shiurim and everything else. So you're going to be up right up there. So she turns to him and she said, "Very nice, but I don't want to be right up there without you." If I'm out there and you tell me that you're not going to be out there, then that's not what I'm looking for. So he smiled and he said, "No, that's what I'm counting on. I'm counting on the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to know that you deserve to be up there, and Zeisin Shabshat, if you're going to be up there by yourself, that's not what's coming to you. So I'm going to be up there holding on to your coattails." Halavai we would have Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld's problem. But it's a shame of mice. Kaponim Revolver takes this really to a different level. Rav Olbo says, if you want to know, you know, we say, Eizel Mechabata Mechabata Sabrius, if you turn that on itself, there's a very scary thought. He says, if you want to know who you are, or who somebody is, then look at who their heroes are. Look at who they are Mechabat. Who are they Mechabat? So to speak, a kid, who's he got up on a picture on in his bedroom wall? Now who is he saying, That's what's choshev by me? That is a very scary thought. Right? We live in a world where the people who get the accolades and the noise and the people we talk about and the people we... You know, imagine if you ask it this way. If you were going on a long-haul flight, who would you be the most excited to see who was sitting next to you? Right? Scary thought. But it's a similar dova to how things aren't the way they should be. If the people we want our children, our mishpacha, to realize is choshev, is the people they hear us saying is choshev to us. If they hear us talking about things which aren't really be'etzem, al pi Torah, choshev, that's what they will pick up. They'll pick up those vibes. That's what's choshev by them. The Mishnah carries on, Ezer chochem halomin mikol odom. Now this is really the next step in this Mishnah. The first level is Poshet to be Mechabad Esafriyas, to acknowledge people, to be Mechabadam. The next level is Halomim Mikolodim. Who's called a Chochim? And again, the Kasha. What does it mean, who's called a Chochim? Go and see who's got the highest IQ. What mean Ezel Chochim? And again, Pashas the same territory. It means Ezel Chochim, who's Roy Leshvach. A person who's born with a very high IQ, that's what he's born with. Fakir, his Nisoya now is to use it the best possible way, not to just rest on his laurels and cruise through life because he can get away with that, you know, functioning at 60%. He's got to find a way to maximize his potential, which is taka difficult. But that's not what we're talking about. Ezel chochem haloimen mikol odom. Haloimen mikol odom. Imagine you have a beach. You're walking along a beach, and you see there's a child there playing in the sand. And they're picking up the sand, and they're moving their fingers, and they're letting it filter through their fingers. And the sand, they're doing this up and down, up and down. As you get nearer, you see there's tiny gems which are hidden in this sand. And the kid is picking them up, and he's moving his hand, and letting them fall through. He doesn't even realize. Would you consider that person, that child, an Osha? He's got all these gems here. Would you consider him Osher? You wouldn't consider him Osher. Why not? Because he doesn't know what he's got, Bichlal. He's letting them slip. He picks them up, he lets them slip. He picks them up, he lets them slip. You know, we come across people every day, and our teva is such that we're very, very good at criticizing. We're very good at criticizing and spotting people's faults, right? But what, unfortunately, we don't put the same analytical element which we have, we don't put it to task to find people's minus. Everybody's got minus. Everyone we come across has minus. We have the Gemara in Daf Yomi this week, that we can learn minus from behemoths, we can learn minus from animals, we can learn from a cat, we can learn everywhere around us, we've got limudim, which ba'etzem we can pick up on. But we don't. We don't pick up on them. And Poshut says, that's mamish the same thing as this child on the beach. We've got these opportunities. We've got these opportunities to learn from other people, from other things. If you don't chap them, you're losing Poshut limudim on a daily basis. Yosim Chazizel says that imagine you have a person who needs to buy a new car. Right? So, you know, depending on who you say it's mashal to, what you talk about. You talk to schoolgirls, you talk about new glasses, you talk about buying a new car, you talk about someone who's doing his house, a loft conversion, the same thing. Whatever it is that you're busy with, imagine you have to buy a new car, and you're walking through the street, everything you notice is the number plate and the model of the car that you're walking past. Right? If you don't know this, it's because you haven't had to buy a new car. Imagine you're building a loft conversion. You walk down the street, all of a sudden you're looking up. Everything you're noticing is, how did they do? Did they get the maximum amount of space they could on the property? That's how it is. You have to get glasses, you walk through. All of a sudden what you're noticing is every single person you see, have they got that type? Oh no, I'm not getting that because everyone's got that one already. That's what you notice, because a person notices what they're focused on. If you're not focused on something, you could see it every single day and it wouldn't mean anything to you. Say the Mefarshim, what we have to do, says the Mishnah, what we have to do is adjust our focus. We're doing it in any case, we just don't have our focus the way it should be. If our focus was on what limudim can we take from people, imagine if in every Shalom Bayis matzav, instead of a spouse looking for the chesroinus and the faults that their spouse has, they were looking to appreciate for themselves and the moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the milas that their spouse had. Imagine how different Shalom Bayis would be. It's a different mindset. How choshev is this? How choshev is this concept of kavod habris, of not involving other people? You find at the beginning of Bris Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nase Adam, says Chazal, Nase Adam, it's a very misleading lashon. Nase Adam is used, can be used by people looking to say there's more than one Borei Olam Chas V'Shalom, to say, what's up? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malachim, they created the world together. Says the Medrash, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Nase Adam? Because he wanted to give covers. He wanted to give cover to the Malachim. You know, imagine you've got a class teacher. A class teacher, and they've got an assistant. Right? So this assistant, depending on how the class teachers know with them, can feel like nothing. Can feel like a schlepper. Mamish nothing. You know, hey, you can cut up the piece of paper and take out the rubbish, and that's basically what I need you for. Or the teacher, if they're Baal Seichel, can use this teacher and try and make them feel as if they're involved. They can say to him, you know, what do you think? I'm thinking tomorrow of teaching this and this lesson, and I have an idea. What do you think about this idea? You might not want their idea, you might not be interested in what they have to say, and you might do in any case what you'd planned from the beginning. But all of a sudden, you're giving over to them a hargosha that their daya makes a difference. That who they are makes enough gemina. Says Rashi, says Chazal, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing here with the Malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Malachim and said, Na'asadam, let's make man. You think we should make man? It's a good idea. Ki'ilu, there was a havamina of a havamina, that if the Malachim would have said, if Malachim can even say Faket, that anything different would have happened. But it's Poshut Erechetz. Nemase Kasha. We know how important it is in the Torah, the Isurim of Avodah Zarah, of Apikorsus, and all that goes with it. So, you know, you want to teach a limud in Derech Eretz, a limud in you know, Kavod Abrius. You don't have to pick the most crucial pasuk in the whole Torah. This is the number one pasuk when humanity is created, and you're writing something which can be used by people looking to make trouble with this pasuk. So you want to write in another pasuk. You know, you have to pick this pasuk. I could have to write in this pasuk such an important limud, which at such an expense. So the poshut teretz would be, yes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Davka wants to show us how choshu kovod abrius is. I once saw a different pshat. Rechonam Aslan says, let me just check, sorry. Rechonam Aslan says that the Gemara tells us that which we say in Kriyashma every day, says the Gemara, Zuminus. This is Avodah Zarah. Now the kasha is that Lemaisa, Avodah Zarah, one wouldn't think of as being Minus. Avodah Zarah one would think of as being a very sichlis. It's not very in your head. The person's got false hashkafos. The person thinks this is a god. That's not Avodah Shebelev. It's a Sru Achri Levavchem. Don't go after your heart. Zuminus. It's a kasha. What's going on? Rav Cholan explains that a person who's got Midas Tovus, a person who's got perfect Midas, doesn't have a problem with Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is something which comes about through a person having bad Midas. The Torah could have been written without Nasa Adam. It could have been written in a way that's not confusing at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavanah was, you have to teach people Kavod HaBrius. If you can't teach people Kavod HaBrius, they'll have Avodah Zarah in any case. Poshut, this word Nasa Adam, every one of us reads the Poshut Nasa Adam and it doesn't shake our Emunah in any way. Because we've got Emunah and Betach in any case. People looking for trouble can make trouble whatever happens. But the concept here is, if you want to ensure that people don't fall to these false hashkafas, then you have to start working on the midas. We made already right from day one in this pasuk. Says Rabbi Chanan, the pasuk says, "Leisurach levavchem." This concept, Bilam Harasha refers to, is already the famous hakdamot menetziv. I think we mentioned this before. I'm sure it's been mentioned here before by other people. The famous hakdamot of the Netziv, where he says in Sefer Bereishis, he calls Bereishis Sefer Yesharim, Sefer Yosha. As Bilam says, Thomas Nafshi Mois Yesharim. And then Sim explains, what is this word of Yashus? Yashus is a word that we use often in different contexts, different connotations. So then Sim, what is the word of Yashus that we find by the others? Why is Bereishis called Sefer Yosha? And Sim explains, if you look at the Anhoga of the others HaKadoshim, it was an Anhoga Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu treated each and every person like a human being. Each and every person, you find Avraham Avinu fighting like a Tzporuchu about Sodom. Sodom with a terrible Anhoga, which was completely the antithesis to what Avraham Avinu stood for. Avraham Avinu was Midas HaChesed. Avraham Avinu tried to spread throughout the world the Anhoga of Chesed. Here you have Sodom. It's a place which Mamish is out to destroy anything to do with Chesed. And yet you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu handling, you know, this back and forth between Avraham Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to try and save, to be matzal today. Why? Because Avraham Avinu was about treating each person, what happens, that's not my cheshun. They're a human being, and I have to do the best I can for them. Says the Netziv, in the time of the Churban, there were people who under the banner of Leman Hashem, under the banner of Leshem Shemayim, did terrible things. The terrible things and Be'etzim brought closer the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because they held that this was the kanos which was what required from them Hashem Shemayim. And says, then see, that's not what's called Yashus. Yashus is what's called treating every single person, whether they have your ideology, whether they have your frumkeit, whether they have your perspective in life, that's not the nakuda. You don't have to agree with them. And we're not saying that you should be korev with them, but what we're saying is you have to treat them with derech eretz. If you can't treat them with derech eretz, that's a chason in you, it's not a chason in them. Mimela says in the Tziv, that's the Sefer Yosha. Sefer Yosha, the first Sefer in the Torah, is the Sefer of Bereishis, is where the others try to give us, before anything, before Klal Yisrael get the Torah, before anything else, is a poshut, a grounding in derech eretz. We should take this limud from this parasha. The Torah tells us the concept of Kavod HaBrius, the Torah tells us, this Anhoga, that even though this Osun was a tremendous potential of Kiddush Hashem, and nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it can't be allowed to survive because it's going to cause Bishus to Binum. And therefore it has to be killed because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas l'kovet abriyus. We have to learn the limudim from the Mishnah, somebody who honors other people. Somebody who honors other people shows that they are worthy of honor. People who go through life thinking it's all about me, it's not about what I can do for other people. They don't have a geschmack in life, and they're not. That's not mechubad. Mechubad is people who see what they can do for other people, no matter how small. Remember this limud of this rabbi. Imagine, I don't know if the rabbi knows. I mean, if he's put as a reference, then I assume he's been following up the Kesha and he has some idea. But imagine what nafka minna we can make to people's lives just by talking to them, just by acknowledging them, saying hello, whether it's the man in the streets, the next door neighbor, the man behind the woman behind the till, whatever it might be, just posh decency to people around us. And then to take that up a notch, to Ezeh Chochem HaLoimid Mikol Odom. If we look around us at people, not necessarily the people who've got their names up in lights, you know, flashing lights, but anyone, whoever we come across, has something we can learn from. Some people we can learn from them, how they handle how difficult their life is and still walk around with a smile. Some people we can look at, there's so many different emojis which we can learn from people if we just want to try. And so share with that, we should be zeicher to bring the good.